Assalamu alaikum, Ya Aba Abdullah. Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. What is the point of crying, following through year after year all the events of Karbala and of Ashura? Is it something that has happened in the past that we hold on to like a tradition? Or is there more to it than that? We accept Imam Hussein as a role model, but then, in a way, we separate the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali, Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, and Imam Hussein, and the progeny of the Holy Prophet. It seems like idols, that we look at their supremacy and we think, mashallah, thank God that we have these role models. And yet, Imam Hussein is not an idol of supremacy to be worshipped and to be held on a pedestal, but rather he is an ideal of a human being to be reached by you, by me, by all of mankind. The torture, the oppression, the atrocities, the plunders, the massacres of Imam Hussein, the holy household of the companions and friends of Imam Hussein, was not merely an isolated event or happening in history to be commemorated and remembered and cried over. Rather, it is an event that should fuel some inspiration for us to reach a level of revolutionary resistance against all oppressions, against us and against nations and people from now to the end of time. This revolutionary resistance that was taught to us by Imam Hussein and the Holy Household at large is not only to take care of and feel empathy for the oppressed, which must be done, of course, but to stand up in the face of the oppressor so that they cannot continue and perpetuate the oppression over the oppressed that we are helping and supporting. So this year, let's take this away from Muharram and ask Allah and Imam Hussein to let us be the embodiment of his sacrifice. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.